right, so I'm just going to start babbling. It's the best way to introduce this. So the reason they're saying that I feel kind of off is that I'm at a new station. When I say I am at, we are all at. So this is the point, is you want to remember that it's almost like getting 5-5-5 every day, change. So we're on the move, we're on the move. So what we consider normal, oh my gosh, the imagery is so beautiful. So you want to just think of like a circle of goddesses where we're each extending ourselves in true format, in true, I'm so sorry guys, hold on. Go. Okay. Where we're extending ourselves in true format and true placement. So just imagine, like, think of a picture of a goddess with these like amazing angel wings, these amazing wings of strength and like pillar. So each of us are this pillar of strength, this pillar of sacred knowledge. Now this is very essential, this is very vital, because as things are introduced, remember, we're clearing out the old debris. So as things are introduced, what we're gonna find is what remains is our follow through. What we remains is our commitment. What we remains is our extraction of love and faith. So when I'm, whatever I said in the beginning, where it's sort of like I'm still feeling like a little off, what it is they're saying is actually we've arrived. So we're receiving this vocation, we're receiving this placement in a new reality, in a new format, in a new sequencing. So it may seem like, okay, same lady, same voice, here we go. In truth, we're all performing alchemy, and we've all risen. So we're introducing ourselves under new conditions, under new placements. So back to the circle of goddesses. Let me think what would describe this. Just imagine like this really ornate vase where it's kind of have like that scalloped edge to it. And so like every side of that vase is equal in power, equal in strength, equal in authority. And you can trust the side of a vase. So when you fill it up with water, it's going to hold that. It's going to hold that. You don't have to worry it's collapsing or where did it go. It's there. It's strong. It's steady. That's what I see with each of us. And as I'm saying this, it's like this circle, but we're kind of fanning out. We're holding a position is what it is. And so we suddenly transformed. And now I'm just seeing like ancient scrolls, ancient scripture. So what we're doing in English is we're receiving ourselves in higher notes. We're receiving ourselves in higher fulfillment. We're allowing ourselves to take the pledge of light. So that pledge of light is not pledging to something outside of us, it's pledging to our inner sanctuary. Our inner sanctuary, because that is what is going to restore us, and that is what is going to harmonize us and what empowers us. So as we go about what appears to be our daily activities, remember, this is all play. In other words, it's just a dream state. But as we go about it, we're subscribing to that central sun. We're subscribing to that inner sanctuary, that's leading and guiding us home. So as we, and what I just see is like this inner sun that is so, I want to say gorgeous, but it's not just like physical sight gorgeous. It's gorgeous in terms of its presence. So in other words, its presence ignites all of us. And it's like fans the inner flame and introduces us to the beloved within. So that as we go about our orchestration, as we go about our daily affairs, what we're coming up against is can't get that word, but it's sort of like just that loose stuff that needs surrendering in essence. So we're all coming up against it, no exception, because it's a must. It's a must because in order to have that clear channel, you got to be clear. So everything that we've been speaking about, this that still needs a farewell, still needs to come into conscious respect. In other words, you cannot release what it is that you have not perceived, that what it is that you've been avoiding. So this is not the time to try to stuff something under a pillow, close the closet door. You can say, I'll deal with you later. But the more that you can acknowledge it, what we want to do, remember, is to introduce light. We're not trying to push something out. We're not trying to deny it. We're including it in the wholeness of the circumference. In other words, we're recognizing that all is returning to love. So all has to come out and play. All has to be reconciled with the beloved within. So there's this inner temple, there's this inner flame, there's this inner sanctuary that we're becoming very, very accustomed to. We're becoming like easy access. So as we will receive this, they're saying this finest note, the sweetest nectar. So these energies are very empowering. They're going to empower us, teach us how to find our perfect placement, how to find our harmony, how to find that inner truth, how to restore ourselves to true alliance. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this holy reminder, we do so with full acceptance. So now when I said full acceptance, the energy that we each possess, it's almost like Cleopatra or something holding her hands to heaven with that full demonstration of faith. So we really want to get into this place of full respect of self. It doesn't matter if you're still working out of darkness, if you're still working out the kinks. It's the full respect of our restored vision, because that's the part of us that we are becoming accustomed to. That's the part of us that's learning how to maintain that light in the darkness. So the darkness seems like it's without. We certainly understand that. But again, it's only mirroring that which is still dark within self. Remember the absence of light. So as we allow ourselves, give ourselves full permission to reintroduce ourselves to our holy respect, our holy power, and come to the holy grail within, what we do is we declare triumph because we allow ourselves safe passage. So as we will receive these keys to the kingdom, as we will receive our holy placement, again, it's like this golden energy. Just think of like a golden light or golden energy, or just think of gold that somehow is illuminated. So there's just this golden hue, really, that we are consenting to, that we are acknowledging. And so we're bridging, they're saying we're bridging the gap to our destiny. In other words, we're releasing the gap. There is no gap. So in essence, come on board, come on board. So now when I say come on board, come on board, it's like we're there. So the more that we acknowledge this, the more that we provide that structure of adherence. And what I mean by that is where you place your attention. Where you place your attention. So the ego is going to be all over the place. It's just like, you know, it has all these different songs to sing. So what we do is we relax within that inner temple and we open up to that holy consent. So through that inner vision, we will find our way. We will find where we've been holding on to secrets that need clearing, where we've been holding on to old trespasses. So like defense systems that, you know, this is just the way we survived when we were a kid or whatever it is. We all have, they're saying we're all being given a hall pass. So in other words, to pass through the hall of refinement, to allow all of those like disjointed aspects of self to be embraced, to be immersed with the essence of love, because love is the master healer. So once we understand, we're fine and dandy, we're safe under all conditions, because again, we have access to that holy awareness within. It's like all of these little, these sub-personalities as such, they're kind of like, some of them are defense systems, some of them are just ways of seeing things that maybe are not revealing the highest way to see something. So whatever these tendencies are, they're being introduced to the light. And with that light comes that soul satisfaction, comes that remembrance, comes that admission of faith, because it's with our faith. And remember, we're all standing like tall and proud. It's almost like regal, like Athena in like a goddess temple or something. That type of authority, that type of assured stance. Now this is very relevant, because there are parts of us that may be just blowing in the wind and we're not feeling so sure and steady at all. So this is what we want to remember as we're like holding on to that branch for dear life. There's this inner template, this inner sanctuary that's providing the roadmap, that's providing the sequencing. So as we will receive this divine authority, as we will, and again, the divine authority is really simply receiving us, receiving yourself with divine accolades, with divine permission to receive your divine essence. So as we will, oh my gosh, I have words for this, because things are changing so rapidly, I don't even know how to explain the pictures, but it's you're receiving help. I was gonna say this. And the reason I say I don't even know how to describe it, it's like we're moving through dimensions and we're moving through it very rapidly. And we're doing it all together, by the way. So this is not like, oh, this is what my incarnation, me specifically. It's there's an offering of all inclusion. So in other words, remember, we're working in and out of form. We're working from this multidimensional perspective. And so all of these various essence of selves are, they're saying, self-revealing. So in English, we're being restored. We're being restored. So this is the point. It's like, even if our ego gets triggered, even if it's like, oh, here we go, I know that feeling, you want to remember the strength that is yours to sift through, to find the correct perspective, to find the healing, to find the correct placement. So remember, we're going to have the wind blowing. That's how it's just going to be blowing. It just really is. However, we are holding the torch. We are holding the light. And so with this, we bring forth the alchemy. Now we want to remember, this is why we're here. So that's a given. So with that, with this comes self-assurance. Self-assurance. So we don't have to get all worried if wind blows. It's like, well, there's the wind. I was planning on it. It's like, there you are. But again, remember, the more we remember that we are set on course for self-revelation, for destiny, for our destiny. So as we remember this, we it's like you're in the ocean, but you know how to swim. You're in the ocean, but you know how to swim. So as we will receive these holy gestures, as we will receive our true remembrance, we do so with liberal pleasure. In other words, to take pleasure in receiving. Remember, no scarcity, no separation. You receive, I receive, we all receive. And there's no limit, limitless. Now, this is very new. This is very new in this lifetime. In other lifetimes, we nailed it. In this one, we are all adjusting to it's there. It's there as you will allow. It's there as you will permit. It's there as you will admit. So they want me to explain something. There are times when you could go to a fortune teller, go to even here and say, okay, what do you see? What do you see? It's yet to be determined. We can see, they can bring through information. This is what it is. But you're free to make a new choice. You're free to choose the light. You're free to move into a higher placement. So this is what is coming upon us is, and I literally see like as if we're playing on a keyboard. And so remember, keyboards are notes. And so we select the frequency, and they're showing me like manifest, Ten of Pentacles, like we manifest to our heart's desire. If we're manifesting according to the old scripting, according to the old placement, well, then there's a limitation. We're going to go bump because we believe in the limitation. So as we allow ourselves to be introduced to the choir of angels, as we allow ourselves to be introduced to our symphony, I can't get that word, but we know what we're saying. And remember the goddesses. So it's like each of us, you just look like this strong goddess. But what really appears to me is that solid assurance. So this is representing our true self. Our true self. That is what is guiding us. This aspect of self that is strong, that is steady, that is equipped, that has the goal, that is shining the light, that is guiding us in that inner sanctuary. So as we will receive this offering, remember, like they're basically saying, come and get it, one and all. So we're getting used to receiving. We're getting used to coming and getting it. We're not looking to get anything from the outer. It's like, please help. That's like the past belief that you've got to beg and cry and ask for mercy. We make it so. Who we're calling to is our true awareness. We're calling to ourselves to step into the promised land, to be the determining value, to be the determining value. So what wasn't possible at 10 o'clock is not possible at 11 because we have made that decision. So that's what we're learning to do. We're learning to align with our power. So again, the divine feminine is being in that power. And again, some of us are very good with opening our hearts in the divine feminine and need some of that divine masculine. So it's that balance of awareness, strength, and they're saying pride. Not pride in terms of better than. Pride in terms of acknowledging the power of the light, the power of the divine. And seeing it, they're saying through and through. So what you recognize for yourself, you recognize for one and all. You recognize for one and all. And then this is where we have the compassion for another that is working out of egoic means because they don't know who they are. They don't know how to access what we now possess. So that's where we come into incredible compassion for those that are creating their own suffering because they don't know the power of the light. So now we understand how valuable and important it is for us each to receive this light in good measure. So as we will receive, we do so with great respect for our own awakening, great respect for our own sequencing, and for they're saying the coming times, because we are each stepping into our true destiny, if you will. So as we receive, we do so as an extension of light. So we're holding the light for one and all. But again, for those of us that are caretakers sometimes, we're holding it for ourselves. So check yourselves out. You should be holding it for one and all to see, to understand, to observe, to learn from, but you should also have full possession, equal measure, equal measure. Now, we want to extend it, they're saying near and far. This is all the gaps. All those places where this part of my life's working, but this part certainly could use some light. Certainly can use some light. Allow yourself to receive. They're saying in generous measure. So our conscious mind doesn't know what that light's going to do. It has no idea. It doesn't need to know. What we do is we make just provisions. We allow the light to come and serve in whatever way is for everyone's best and highest good. And specifically for our best and highest good. This is where we learn to get out of the way and let our higher self direct. So now we're going to receive that light, let it fill in the gaps. And now we're going to extend a blessing to all those that are in need of light. So whatever specific situations, if they arose, like, oh, I really need help here or whatever, we wish for our brethren, our brothers and sisters throughout our city, our country, globally, to also be blessed in good measure in those areas. So as I heal, as I open up to abundance in that area, may my example be one to demonstrate truth. So whether others see our physical example or they receive us energetically, it's like we're holding the template, we're holding the prototype for their success. What you offer to another comes back to you tenfold. It's another way to think about that. So let us take a moment to do this. They're asking us to take another moment of prayer. And when we sing prayer, it's just really agreement. We're agreeing to our light. We're agreeing to our divinity. So it is. Okay, a lot to come through this evening. All right, so